It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now we look at ways to food style our Thanksgiving table. Tips to help make this meal and any meal, really, look as good as it tastes. Join in on turkey presentation. Join in on side dishes that add color. Questions about garnishes, adding flair, pizzazz. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Jim Rood has been a food stylist for more than 30 years. He owns a Wisconsin-based food consultation firm. Jim, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Well, thank you for having me.
So does all the buildup of the Thanksgiving table, does that excite you? Or is that perhaps more pressure than you would care to have with food?
Well, it does. I enjoy Thanksgiving like everybody else does. Unfortunately, sometimes I spend a little bit too much time thinking about how it looks, and probably put more pressure on myself than anything else.
When I look at the pictures of Thanksgiving spreads in magazines, I'm like, ha, I'm not falling for that trick. Do you use real food as a food stylist? I mean, are there a lot of things that you do to turkeys when you get it ready for photography versus what we're putting on the table?
Absolutely. Over the years, I've styled a lot of turkeys for packaging and for advertising and magazines and so forth. And there are a lot of steps that food stylists use that the average consumer, when they're making their Thanksgiving turkey, would never dream of doing.
I've even heard that the turkey is barely baked.
Yes, that's true. If you were to cut into a photo turkey, it would be more like turkey sushi.
Oh, nasty. Okay, so what are your tips to make the turkey have a beautiful presentation, our fully cooked turkey have a beautiful presentation? What would you suggest?
Well, for the amateur out there who doesn't have to make it look good and sit on a photo set for hours, there's some basic things that I think are helpful that can make a turkey look good, but not necessarily and be edible. And there's the big key there. As a food stylist, we color turkeys with browning liquids and kitchen bouquet and use soaps and different and pin it and put all kinds of things on the turkey that really wouldn't make the turkey taste very, very good. But if I had to go through steps on how to, what the average person could do, obviously washing the turkey well will help that skin kind of brown evenly. Patting it dry before you do anything with it. If you see turkeys in the store, the cavity by the breast it's not all puffed out like you see in the photos. There's a cavity there, but if you fill that cavity with different vegetables or citrus or herbs and such, and then secure that skin underneath with some skewers. As it bakes, that the front of that turkey will stay big and plump looking, which is really one of the keys for when we do photography for using turkeys on how that looks so plump and beautiful.
Mm-hmm. So when you, go ahead, okay. Keep going. I'm writing these down. Okay. Yes.
So another key with that is just to, you're going to tie the legs to make those kind of sit upright and that'll help when the turkey bakes, obviously. And you can use the turkey always comes with a plastic insert that is the legs are attached to, and that is able to be used in the oven if you need to. So filling the inside cavity again with onions and carrots and celery and citrus and herbs, whatever you enjoy using. That'll add flavor to the turkey, but also make that nice and big, and will keep that turkey from kind of sinking as it bakes or as it roasts in the oven. And then a lot of people like to put stuffing in the turkey. It's kind of been old. I think my mom used to do that, and I don't recommend doing it that way, but that's an option for filling the turkey, but I think it's better to fill it with aromatics and vegetables to do that.
Do
The
you remove that cavity stuffing amalgamation that you put together, whether it's citrus or herbs or vegetables? Do you remove that before that turkey hits the table, or do you keep it in there?
Well, I guess I usually leave them in there, and the reason being, if you're carving the turkey, you really don't get to the inside cavity.
Right.
All the meat you're looking for is on the outside. And if you're presenting, let's say you're just presenting the turkey, on the platter, like the traditional look is everybody wants to see the beautiful turkey on the platter. Then just putting some fresh herbs and some fresh garnish on top of that cavity can kind of, make it look beautiful, but trying to scoop out all of those aromatics on the inside can be kind of a messy ordeal. Deal with that when it's done being carved.
Okay, so you mentioned garnish. Let's go deeper here on garnish. What are your suggestions for adorning that turkey on the platter?
Well, whenever you're garnishing a turkey, you almost need to think of it more as an art project. So, I like to use different textures, different shapes, different colors, and use seasonal vegetables and fruits to do that. I think fruits work the best because they have such a variety of colors and textures that you can use. So I like to use clementines, oranges, lemons, different berries. Cranberries work great for that. Red onions, lots of herbs. And there's the herbs that work the best for that, I think, are probably your sage, rosemary, thyme. Parsley can get a little limp if it's subjected to a lot of heat, but if you're going to use parsley, use curly parsley. It holds up a little better.
Talking about how to make our meals look as beautiful as they taste, we have a Wisconsin-based food stylist, Jim Rood, and we're getting tips and tricks to the Thanksgiving table. You can join in with your questions at 800-642-1234. Jim, how should that turkey be carved? Do you carve it before it hits the table, or do you want to do it at the table? Any suggestions there?
Well, every family is a little different, and some people love to have the presentation of the whole turkey before it's carved and carve it tableside. But personally, I think it works better and you get a hotter product if you pre-carve it and then nicely display the meat on the platter. That way you can even keep it warm in the oven prior to right when everybody's ready to eat. It also makes it easier. You can carve that turkey on a separate board, break it down into separate pieces. And I've done some videos actually on how to do that on the Jennie-O Turkey site. But breaking down the legs, the thighs, the breast, and then carving those separately makes it a little easier than trying to carve off of a whole turkey.
Okay. How about the dishware that people are eating from? What are your tips for matching the meal to the dishware?
Well, again, we're kind of we're looking for colors and textures and plates and bowls that fit the amount of food that you're preparing. So, I'd like to. We all seem to struggle with plate space, right? Or with table space and how much food we can get on a table. Well, when you're picking a turkey, keep in mind the size of the platter, or vice versa, the size of the platter to go with the size turkey. And everybody has their own dishware, but I like to have the food be the element that pops on the table, and not have really decorative plates and bowls and stuff. Let the food sing.
There's such an urge, though, to reach for the china cabinet and pull out grandma's china. And there are so many different pieces that normally even aren't on a typical table for dinner. And so that table gets really cluttered. Are there some essential pieces or dishes that are more helpful than others? I mean, do we need all the butter roll dish and this dish and that dish?
Well, there is something special about bringing out grandma's china and doing it that way. And I think maybe the best way to do that is to have your food in a separate location that people can either dish up or serve themselves, and that frees up that table to have maybe more plateware or more serving dishes and different things, or at least be able to kind of work around that a little bit. So, the beauty of Thanksgiving is everybody has a different tradition, and you don't have to feel like you have to compromise that. Just find ways around it.
Do you also cram flowers or settings, table, candles or other decorations on the table, name cards? What do you suggest there?
Well, hopefully you know most of the people that are at the table.
Who
So
sits where?
may not need the name cards, but it's I think again, it's the candles I think are nice, but if it's a bright afternoon and you're eating during the day, not necessary. But having obviously nice glassware, and for your wine or your water glasses is great. We always like to use our fine silver as serving dishes, but the just picking the right size dish for the whether it's the cranberry relish or the Brussels sprouts or green bean casserole, sometimes just a nice little touch on that can make all the difference.
We're talking with Wisconsin-based author, chef, and food stylist Jim Rood on pro tips for food styling, tips and tricks that can make our holiday table memorable. Join in on making the food on your table look as fabulous as it tastes. 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Glad you could be here as we get tips on making dishes full of color and creativity. Charcuterie boards that guests will want to replicate for future gatherings. That's where we're going next. We learn about a food stylist hacks that we can put to use now. Join in on how you make your turkey, your dishes look fantastic. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. We have Wisconsin-based food stylist and recipe creator for decades, Jim Rood, stays with us. Jim, you have some ideas about boards, charcuterie boards, butter boards. What can you tell us?
Well, they are all the rage now, Kate. So, get your boards and get lots of them, because anything you want to put on a board, you can do. And that's, for example, a butter board, which even a couple of years ago would have never been, nobody would have ever thought of doing that, right? But now they do a Pinterest search or whatever, whether it's savory items mixed with sweet items. I think it's an unusual but really wonderful idea for especially for the holiday season.
So with the butters, like, are you making these butters or are you going to the store and finding different variations on butter? Like, how does this board come together?
Well, it obviously starts with the butter, which I recommend, of course, a really wonderful creamy Wisconsin butter. We do live in a dairy state, so why not emphasize that? So start out with a high fat, European style butter, and I like to go with an unsalted butter for that because you can always add the flavorings to it. Bring it to room temperature, and then adding shredded cheese and different herbs, garlic, and spices. Then you just spread that mixture onto a board and throw some ingredients around it, like you would a charcuterie board, such as tomatoes or avocado or charcuterie meats, prosciutto, different vegetables, and or different spreads. And then you just spread that butter on a really nice homemade bread or artisan bread slices, top it with the other ingredients, and you've got a really great tasty treat.
So, do you see these boards as like a mainstay on the Thanksgiving table, or are they more appetizery? How do you incorporate them with the meal?
Well, I kind of think of them as more appetizer or beginning. However, because of the way Thanksgiving goes, there are lots of opportunities to, grandma's homemade rolls, homemade breads, different croissants and things. So you could make a small version of a butter board instead of having the plate, just the plate with the butter on it.
You use the stems of herbs to make lollipop looking cheese balls. Can you walk us through that?
If you think of butter as just a foundation, and you form that or use a scoop to form the ball like an ice cream scoop, then you can chop your herbs and or even different spices and different things and roll the butter in those different flavorings and different herbs. And then put those on the plate. Now you've got a variety of flavors that you can add that really enhance a meal and make it something special.
You love your herbs, don't you?
I wrote a cookbook, so I would hope I like my herbs. That goes way back.
How should people use a sauce or a glaze on a dish? What would you suggest? Because, those glazes or sauces can be tricky. Some people like them on the side and not right directly on the dish.
Are you like referring to the Thanksgiving meal or in
Yes,
general? Okay. Well, I think with Thanksgiving, the challenge is always the gravy, right?
Yes.
So, how do we keep it from being lumpy? How do we make it look appealing and not just a bunch of light brown, thick liquid? So, personally, I'd like to have use carrots in the pan when I'm roasting the turkey, so that when that cooking stock or that liquid from roasting the turkey, as that cooks, the carrots break down and they you can blend that stock with and thicken it with some butter and flour to make a roux for that, and then that those carrots will color that gravy really nicely, so you don't have the necessary or need to color it by artificial means.
How do you food style gravy?
Probably the biggest trick I use for gravy is adding churro syrup. So you use corn syrup, and it makes it look glossy and thin without changing the consistency of it too much. Don't do that at home.
Can't believe you're revealing this, but that's on you. I love it. I love it. Let's go to Christy now in Stevens Point. Christy, hi, go ahead.
Hi, this is a great show. I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving. I just wanted to share an idea that me and my family did a few years ago. I don't remember how the idea came about. It might have been Facebook. Somebody shared it. But we did a relish tray with all the different vegetables, but we set it out to look like a turkey. So it was like the carrots and the peppers and all the things were fanned out to kind of look like the turkey feathers. And we used a zucchini to be the little, you know, head and neck of the turkey, and olives for the eyes and stuff. So I just thought that was a fun thing for us to do, and the kids loved being part of it.
I can totally see that, Christy. Thank you so much for that. Jim, have you styled a relish tray to look as a turkey?
I have not. I'll have to try that one. I have done cheese and cracker boards, and different boards to look in turkey shapes for companies like Sargento. So, if you want boards or different holiday ideas, they have some great ideas.
We only have a few seconds left, but any supplies that we should have on hand to style a beverage?
Ooh, well, you know, again, with beverages, I think the key is the glass, mm-hmm, and the mixers. During the holidays, I like to use ingredients that are seasonal. So cranberries, making like a cranberry simple syrup is a great way to kind of add some color and that cranberry flavor to a cocktail if you're doing, say, a martini.
Mm-hmm,
If you like an old fashioned, which us Wisconsinites definitely do, adding some homemade or some fresh apple cider, or reducing that down and using that as a simple syrup or a flavoring.
All right. Well,
that's great.
Well, Jim, thank you for joining us.
You are welcome. And thank you for having me. And make sure you have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You as well. Jim Rood, food stylist for more than 30 years. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.